This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another fabulous episode of The Party.
Hello.
That was so awesome, Danny.
Did you feel that?
And better and better.
Oh, I felt the stank of the wind.
Do you know why he feels the stank of the wind or whatever you're talking about? That's some weird man thing. Do you know why? Because he's empowered right now because he has a certain Mr. B that listens.
Mr. B. They're talking about you, Bruce. We got a letter right in. I got a letter. Is that what they used to do back during, before the war?
Yes, handwritten.
Before the war.
Did they compose letters and write them in? Got an email. Let me read it to you. It says, "Hi, THM team. I recently sent a THM testimonial and forgot to have you tell Danny that he has another male team member listening to the podcasts. I started from the beginning and caught up to speed a few weeks ago. The Foxy Mama potty was pretty funny with Danny's reaction." And by the way, if you haven't, we made a reaction video. I realized during the recording of the first Foxy Mama podcast we did that I wasn't really chiming in much. I didn't have much to say. I was surprised
by the girls. You didn't know what we were going to talk about.
I didn't know what you were going to talk about. So I was pretty much mute, but I thought, hey, I'm contributing, but it's in form of my reaction.
Just so you know, this is all about you so far, so hurry it up, okay? Hurry the Danny stuff
so,
up.
So we made a video of me reacting to what the girls were saying. It's on Facebook if you go to the Tremelthy Mama Facebook page.
Oh, he's promoting himself so much.
No.
Are you going to sell your books after this?
It's not on my Facebook page.
And
it's
your
on
book
the Tremelthy
is coming
Mama.
Out when?
My book is coming out in, a week or something.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing. I did want to talk about that.
Hold
Thank
on,
you.
Did you finish your email from Wonderful?
Okay, it's your
fault.
You're
sidetracking.
Forgot
about Bruce. He's on to Danny.
Bruce. No, it's on to the book. All right, I'll finish Bruce's thing. I want to talk about the book for a minute, though. So Bruce says, "I had a lot of truth in that episode. But seriously, they've all been fun to listen to. I sometimes laugh out loud at work or walk around with a big grin on my face, listening to the humorous banter between Pearl, Serene, and Danny.
You love it,
Thanks
Danny.
Thanks again, Bruce."
And Bruce...
Just the way Danny said, Bruce. See, do you see the confidence he's gaining from the name? Because this isn't any old, sorry if anyone's listening called Stacey, but it's not like a name that's kind of like carries.
Could go either way for a boy or a girl. Bruce is only a boy's name.
Bruce is one of the manliest names I've ever heard.
Bruce.
And Bruce is listening
there ain't
to
no
our
better than Bruce.
Potty. Yeah. And Danny, you made that happen, is what you're saying. It's basically what you're saying is, I am bringing men.
Do you know what he's saying? He's like, I've got, what is that movie, Braveheart? I've got the leader of Braveheart, Bruce, the real Scottish
charging
guy with
podcast.
Hair off of every single limb.
Wow. I'm glad this is what you ladies see when you hear just the word Bruce. That's impressive.
If you'll hear a storm, we're in a storm. Do you hear that?
Yes.
On our podcast?
It's flooding.
I don't know if it's coming through, but we're in a bit of a rainstorm.
Flooding on our cabin as we speak. But, Bruce took the time to write in. I want to say, Bruce, thanks, man.
That was precious.
That's
precious
it.
Times.
Hey, on to the book, though. Okay, I'm holding in my hand one of the most beautiful books I've seen.
Now you're talking, Danny.
This is called Trim Healthy Table by Pearl Barrett and Serene Allison. It's their newest book, and I got to say, I really dig it. It's almost a picture book. In some respects,
thanks
the
to Rhonda,
are
our
incredible.
Photographer.
Yeah, Rhonda rocks.
Yeah, she is.
I think what you love most about it, Danny, is the floral spine.
The floral spine is on point, friend. Is this mostly new recipes? Is
it's
that the
300
idea
new. We have like 300. A tiny handful of older
the best
ones.
Of the best, you know.
No,
that had
just
to
the veggie ones that we had to put in there. Like this book can stand alone. You basically don't even need any other Trim Healthy Mama books. Although we say get the plan if you want to dig deeper.
Did you hear what Pearl said? 300 new.
Yeah, so it's a standalone book. Like if someone has never heard of Trim Healthy Mama, they can come to this book, they can learn the plan, and they can have all the recipes they need set for life, basically.
I mean, crazy.
Does that sound boastful?
No. It's accurate.
No.
We wanted that to happen.
We're not going to have false humility here, Pearl.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're just saying
put our lives into this book.
Yeah, you put the time in. And, I mean, we're talking crazy, easy curry. I like every word I just heard there.
Yeah, because they're curry. Such doable ones. But as much as we want to talk about that, we need to get on.
Pearl, I just want to say I'm proud of you, sis. I really am. When I look through that book, I just, you know, when we do the book, I do my set, she does her set, and we're all focused on okay, making the recipes that we were working on work and not fail. And it's not like we're self-focused, but we were focused on doing our part and doing our duty. So when I get the book and I pour over all these recipes that Pearl came up with, I'm like, oh, wow, this is awesome. And I can't wait to try it. And this is so exciting.
Well, sorry.
I'm so excited.
It's just
and I want to tell you, I want to give credit where credit is due. Pearl and I are a duo here in this book writing thing, and we're creatively combined. But I have no organization skills. If I touch the computer, if I do anything like that, the whole thing blows up. We lose everything. That's so Pearl was in charge of everything organized. That's why you see her on the social media, because she's like plugged in with intelligence, okay? Mm. And so the beauty and the organization of that book, I owed a big sister.
Oh, that's sweet. But that I'll so just give kudos. I've been making her yuck yum every day. Yuck yum, Biddy. Mm.
So see, and the recipes that I come up with had to have some word like that, yuck, in it.
But now, Pearl, you said move on, and I shall obey, but creamy bean, bacon, and butternut soup?
Come on, man.
That's a Pearl one. Oh.
Come on, man.
Come on with it. All right, let's move on. There, I could literally read every, turn every page
yes,
and read
Yes, because
it,
the ladies tuned in. Hey, everyone, the ladies and your men tuned in for something new today.
Well, they tuned in for something new, and they're going to get it.
I don't know why they just don't want our chat for 45 minutes, but still,
we better do something new.
Well, so they have written in. Of course, we've been getting a lot of questions, and we would love to dedicate a whole potty to each one. But, of course, when they pile up like this, what we do is we create our speed round. And
this you know time we prepared. I just got onto the edge of my seat and got ready.
Oh,
like
you pumped.
My competition veins are pumping. Like I'm just like ready.
This is speed round two, Danny.
Today is speed round part two. That's where I ask these girls all, if we can, your questions. And they have a minute and a half on the timer.
Oh, but it used to be 2 minutes.
It used to be two. We're going down to a minute and a half.
That's awesome. That means we were so good last time. We need to up the challenge.
This is round two.
Game.
Yeah, this round one's over.
Woo!
It's a minute and a half.
Hard.
When the minute and a half is over.
I'm actually feeling nerves.
It's time's up to answer that question. So
now remember, I've got pregnancy brain, so you got to give me a little bit of leeway. Yep. Maybe I get like a minute and 40 and Pearl gets a minute and 30.
Maybe it's just a minute and a half for both.
Yeah, forget that.
Unfair. What about my right?
You chose pregnancy right.
All right. So, girls, when you hear this sound, your time is up, and don't be abusive to me. It's just over.
Okay.
Okay. That's your alarm. Shall we begin?
Yep. Yes.
All right.
We've never heard these before, just so you know.
Yeah, and that's right. These aren't going to be unrehearsed.
I might
mix
some of them.
Just go. Next question. Okay. I have a question for the THM podcast, and it's this. What role does sleep play in Trim Healthy Mama? I'd love for them to address this question on the potty. A very exhausted THM twin mama, minute and a half, go.
See, it's a season. Go.
Yeah. Sleep is so important, but guess what? When she said twin mama, I was going to change my answer altogether, because when you think about what you need and all of that kind of stuff, you're going to be miserable. Do what you can. And yes, when they nap, take a nap. But don't crave something that you know you can't get in this season. Just embrace the season. Pour yourself into it and say, you know what? This is going to pass. This too shall pass. And then you'll miss the season because, you know, all the beautiful stuff that's only precious to the season. So yes, sleep is important, of course. But you know what? Embrace this because it's
give me
awesome.
The baton, Serene. Pearl goes.
Go, Pearl.
Okay. Well, if you're not a mother of twins and you are able to get sleep, like you're in a different stage of your life, it is important. I don't want you staying up until 12 or 1 in the morning getting anxious over stuff. If you're just sitting up, just fretting and worrying, go to stinking bed.
And not even fretting and worrying, if you're just staying up just like on Facebook and just on the internet researching and just doing mindless stuff. You need to be asleep to turn that cortisol off.
Yeah, because it is important just for your hormonal interplay. However, we, as Serene said, we're in different seasons of our life. And, you know, God gives us grace sometimes, but sleep is important. You don't have to go to bed at 8 and you don't have to think, I'm not going to get my sleep. And then you stress about sleep.
Yes, but don't worry about cortisol if you've got twins. You've got other hormones coursing through your body because you're nursing and, that is just going to be helping you balance that
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. You got more oxytocin because so it makes up for it. So yeah, we made it. Okay, good.
Hey, I hope that was helpful. Good job, girls. We're going to go to the next question. and it's a fun one. Hi, Pearl and Serene and Danny. I'm wondering if you've ever had a question like this. My husband actually likes me voluptuous. He has told me he hopes I don't get too skinny. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a sugarholic and I've had blood sugar issues. The last time he said that, I told him, I'm just trying to get healthy so I can live longer. He smiled and nodded, but I'm a bit worried that he will be disappointed the thinner I get. What? Sigh.
Well, this is what I say.
What's her name, Sigh?
No, Sigh was the, she's sad, she's a bit confused because she wants to get healthy. Can I just jump right into this, Pearl, and then you can jump right into the others? But I just say this. There is ways of controlling your blood sugar and being healthy where you don't have to get too thin. Get to the place where you feel like it's healthy for you, because excess weight isn't too healthy, but get to your place where you are healthy and cross over and do it in a way that's not spiking your blood sugar, that is not wrecking your pancreas, but you stay nice and covered, because crossovers will help you maintain.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, covered is just such a relative term too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's covered healthy and then there's covered unhealthy, and you want to be covered healthy.
That's right.
If you have too much covering, I'm sorry, your body then tends to make more insulin. You have more fat cells, you know, insulin, fat cells go hand in hand. And so you've got the right approach. I just want to be healthy, but you don't have to get too skinny. And my husband's the same way. I'm a naturally slender person. I mean, Trim Healthy Mum helps me stay that way. But sometimes, you know, I go a little bit under my goal weight and he's like, hey, you don't need to do that for me. If you're going to do it for me, actually stay at that, you know, the high end of your goal weight. He prefers me at the high end of my goal weight.
My husband too. It seems like there's a little bit of a trend there.
A little bit of a trend. And so, you know, just be healthy and please, please don't stay S&E if you're sort of nearing that really healthy goal weight.
Hey, are you timing your questions, Red?
No. That doesn't count against your time. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, I thought you were doing a little bit of foul play.
I think we've beat
Thank you, Fox
two
News.
Of them. We like had that in the bag.
Yeah, in the bag. Yeah.
So far, Serena and Pearl against Danny are two for.
If we're still bantering and the time's up, I don't believe that is like a failure for us if we've already really answered it.
Yeah.
You know, if like you said, if we've got it in the bag, if we've already kind of put our point across, that's fine. And if we're still yakking, that's just your fault, Danny.
Yeah, we're rocking this. So go ahead, number three.
All right, we're getting into, on that note, round three, where we're going to lower the time to...
Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't want to lower... I might lower it, but maybe next time. I do want to give ample time for the questions to actually...
You know what you sound like, the Princess Bride. For now, we'll just take 5 years off your life for posterity's sake, but in the future, we could go all the way to 10.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. My question for you both isn't so much food-related, but I do hope that you answer it. It's mama-related. I want to know how you both do it all. Starting a business, writing books, cookbooks, and being great moms and wives to your husbands and all your children. I'd like to hear how you both balance work and family life, and if you have any firm guidelines or boundaries/advice for another stay-at-home, work-at-home mama. Thanks so much, Bethany.
Bethany, I have super strong boundaries, and Pearl can account for that. Like, I'm mama bear about this stuff. And I want to honor this platform God has given Pearl and I with Trim Healthy Mama. But God and my family come first, and they are my priority. And just what creatively flows after that, I give that to the business. And I pray, I say, God, when I do Trim Healthy Mama, multiply the hours. Let me be more productive when I do it, because I want to honor this. But I want to honor the first job you gave me, which is to be a beautiful wife, meaning loving. No, I'm not talking outward appearance. I'm saying to be, you know, not so harried and stressed because I'm being pulled in so many directions that I can't be kind and sweet and giving and making breakfast, you know, and to be a mother who is there for my children. So I ask for productivity in the hours, and I believe that he blesses that. But yeah, I just have strong boundaries. I'm like, family first. That's it. But I believe, you know, and what happens is some of the stuff that we do as work we'd be doing anyway, you know, even if
you'd find something else to do, yeah. Maybe
like there's lots of mums who spend time at the park, you know, with other mothers, or they go to coffee shops, or they paint their nails. I don't have time to paint my nails. I'm still going, Danny, but I might have time to write for a couple of hours with Pearl, come here for the podcast with children playing outside on the yard. So there's ways of doing it that incorporates the family, and I'm gonna keep going because this is
you
my point.
Totally did not make that one, and I didn't even get a chance, but yours was good. I mean, Serena and I are in different seasons. And
oh, are you going?
Yeah, we decided to fail that one, but we still have more to say.
You're playing the It's My
Overall,
Podcast card?
I think
card.
Pearl makes up the rules, and Pearl says she's still going.
It's your podcast. You'll do what you want. You'll cry if you want to.
Yeah. No, Serena was good, actually. I can give more time. In my youngest is 12, and so I just had, Serene has told us she's pregnant. Her house is a crazy place, but it's wonderful and joyous. But I do have more time, and so I'm able to give that, and I enjoy it because it's making a difference.
Can I say one more thing? I've got to say it's your important. Potty. My identity. I used to worry and say, Pearl, I feel like I've got poop in my pants because you're doing more than me. And I just feel like, does everyone at the office know how hard
notice
I'm trying?
Poop again?
And yeah, you know, theme. It's like, you know, do they realize I'm not just like sleeping in and taking long baths, that I'm busy? And the thing is that I've had to realize it does not matter about my identity or what people think anymore. It's not about what people think. It's about it matters that I know that I am before God, that I am doing my duty, but honoring the priorities that he's given me first. And so to me, it's not about, well, Pearl does more. She does do more for Trim Healthy Mama, but that's okay.
But it's in different ways,
no,
though.
But I'm just saying that is okay. You don't have to think, well, you know, I'm not doing as much work as I used to for our home business, but that's okay. If you're in a season where you can't, that's okay. Your identity is not in how many hours you
so
do
true.
For something, you know?
Next, Dan.
I'm feeling you.
Danny boy.
Oh, look, a question for me.
Well, really?
Yeah. I have a question for Danny. I'm wondering if you are totally on plan
is
now.
This Bruce?
Oh!
Is this Bruce?
This is not Bruce. This is from an anonymous.
You better be honest, Dan.
I think he made it up.
At least I've seen it as anonymous. What? Has being a part of the potty helped you make the decision to be a trim, healthy papa?
This is interesting. A minute and a half. Go!
I've got a minute and a half. A minute and a half for me to say no. I'm not totally.
What do you mean? But you do crossovers.
Quote,
they're on plan.
On plan. Well, here's what I would say. Though you would probably file most of my meals in your cookbook somewhere or in your plan somewhere, I'm not conscious of it. I think that from being on this podcast and working with these ladies, it has given me a heightened awareness of just how to eat. In general. And I know that at 11 p.m. when I'm eating just strawberries.
That's fine.
It's totally fine, but am I on plan?
What
am
you're
I not?
Saying is
I don't
you
know.
Don't go around thinking in terms of S or E.
That's
but
all I'm saying.
You've ditched sugar.
Oh, yeah.
But you eat protein at your meals now. You're conscious of that.
True, true.
So what you're saying is you don't think, oh, is this a trim mama with healthy mama S? But your diet is vastly different to what it used
Thank
to be.
Thank you for helping Danny out.
He needed a little bit of guidelines.
No, it's actually true. I'm not totally quote unquote on plan, but I'm not on off plan. Why would I buzzer myself?
But I think
myself?
A lot of husbands are there. They think now in a lot clearer way on fuel and food and food that is nourishing and food that's going to work for them.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily think in the alphabets.
They don't have to.
Okay, that's a great
sakes.
Point. You're right. So I guess, yeah, I'm on plan, but I don't think in terms of alphabet. I think in terms of how I'm feeling. Like my non-scale victories are how I feel in my headaches and nausea. And because, you know, I guess my body type, that's my struggle. Mm-hmm. So being on plan for me is really about the non-scale victories more than anything. How's that?
Yeah. I'll give you a good C plus
along with Pearl.
Good
did
C
well.
Plus.
She helped you there.
Hey, I was pumped. I was glad to answer. Okay, got another one for you though. I have a 16-month-old who eats well, and I want to make sure I'm getting good, healthy nutrition, but adding in the extras he needs to grow. What can I give him extra if I've made an S meal or E meal, etc.? Also, is it safe for him to have the same supplements such as lecithin, collagen, whey, glucose, etc. in his meals?
Oh, I
minute and a half, go.
I would just say there are some things that are definitely great. Like I put whey protein into my baby's smoothies because that just is a simple protein. Yeah, he has, if I have something with gelatin in it, you know, he my little 2-year-old, he eats along with me. I'd be careful with too much glucose for a child because that really absorbs the fat in whatever recipe it's been made with. You know, glucose tends to make everything pass through in a way where the fat is not really absorbed. It kind of absorbs the fat in your intestines and pushes it out. So I'd be careful with too much glucose for a child, wouldn't you, Pearl, for a little toddler?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not out yet, but baobab, I add baobab to almost every little, like a teaspoon of baobab to all my little toddler's meals because it's a boost of nearly every nutritional factor. It's amazing.
And I just think be careful to make sure all your toddler's meals are crossovers.
Coconut oil. I throw a teaspoon or two of coconut oil into all my children's stuff.
They need the carbs, they need the fats, and they need the protein. So don't just do S&E meals for your little children.
No, they shouldn't be on S&E. Pour in some cream on their sweet potatoes and put a bunch of butter in there too.
We did that in 119.
Oh, you just blew the alarm on that one.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
Next question.
Okay. Get the questions going faster, too. Come on.
Oh, you're into this. Oh, you're pumped now. Okay. What would you do if someone prepared a meal for you that was totally off plan? I'm in a touring band and am quite often in this situation. I have really high anxiety in these times because I don't want to be rude or weird for not eating, but I have no desire to eat pizza, pasta, fatty casseroles filled with who knows what, etc. Help.
Okay, so
minute and a half, go.
I've got lots to say. You go ahead, Serene.
I know you go, sister.
Oh, okay. I think the anxiety, get rid of that for a start because anxiety pulls your health down. Don't feel anxiety about it. There are things you can do. If it's completely frequent where this is 5 nights a week, you have to make a change here. You're going to have to be really wise and wiry. Like you can, everyone has a salad. Like we used to tour, you know, this is the way it works. It's like lasagna and salad. And so, you know, you have the salad and then you're going to have to do, you know, sly things like
a protein bar in your purse.
Yeah. Or pull the meat sticks out of the lasagna and pull the toppings off the pizza and put them over your salad and things like that. But you can definitely ask ahead of time, can I just, you know, have some protein or spaghetti sauce on the side or something?
It's like when you fly on the plane and stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if, you know, people with special dietary conditions, they have to like call ahead when they plan their seat. Just, you know, it's almost worse afterwards when you just, they put all this energy into their making and fixing this meal for you and they can tell that you're, you know, like just picking around it. If you say, hey, we so appreciate that you're providing this meal for our band or whatever, but, you know, I'm trying to get healthier, had some health issues. And so really just trying to do a lot of salads, just simple salads and chicken and blah, blah, blah. And people love to help out with what's needed, don't you find?
Yeah. So if, you know, if you are able to put on your, what's it called? The little band statement. Hey,
we don't know what it's called because the alarm is going off.
I've got so much more to say. Yeah. Ask just to have grilled chicken. If they're making lasagna, ask for some grilled chicken on the side. Can you turn
it's so normal these days to say you can use what we hate, the trendy gluten-free thing, right? Because, you know, we think God put gluten in natural grains in the ancient ones and everything. And sometimes gluten isn't the issue. But it's so easy these days to ride that wave and say, hey, you know, I'm gluten-free. I can't have the noodles. I've got one more thing.
Sorry, Dan, but I wanted to tell her.
As long as we call this a point for me, I'm fine.
Okay, point for you. But if this is just happening occasionally, if this is not 4 or 5 nights a week, eat the meal.
Hey, can I just tell you, Pure Serene went once and to this lady's house and No. What I'm saying is everyone usually knows who knows me, invites me out, knows my style, right? And so they always have a salad there or whatever. But this lady didn't know anything about how I ate. And it was like deep fried eggplant parmesan and it had like white noodles on the side. And it was just like, But she was the loveliest lady and poured her heart into it. And I had to eat it and bless it. And I really feel like God blessed it. It was probably the healthiest meal I'd eaten in a long time.
That was love in that food.
Because it was self-sacrifice, really, right?
Yeah.
And also, yeah, there was her love poured out into that food. And once is not going to kill you. Yeah. Probably like just leptin.
Anxiety is worse, but don't do it. Don't do it every, you know, all the time. But hey, all right.
And I just want to cap, because that's a huge issue. Cap that with that. Speaking into that situation, pre-organization, people actually like to know what's helpful.
They do. They want to please you, you band member, you.
It's true, yeah. And maybe work with your tour manager and other powers that be in your band to...
Are you helping us fail for this question,
communicate
Danny?
That. Well, no, because now I'm heart in now.
Hey, we've all been musos there. On the yeah. road. So this is, we could do a whole party on
we
this
can.
Alone.
Okay, next question. I already make good girl moonshine. The Shrinka and the Singing Canary.
Singing Canary.
That's my best Aussie right there. All right, I've heard there's a new sipper.
He's really digging himself.
Because these are such Aussie words. Every name you've named in the sipper. I've heard there's a new sipper in the new cookbook. How will I find time to make them all? Kathy from Oregon writes.
You know what? Sippers are so, like, not mandatory. All the sippers came out after we created this plan. We didn't have sippers when we first created this plan.
They just came to help you stay hydrated. The sippers were designed to help you stop incessantly snacking. So they help, but that, like Pearl said, they're not mandatory. But the thing about them is we didn't just want to fill in the gap with something that was just, like, inert, like Switzerland, like neutral. These things have power to help you nutritionally with superfoods and with slimming powers, right? So, yeah, don't add them in and you're still a THMer. Do add them in and that's great. It's icing on top, but don't do them all at once.
No.
That's overkill. That's too much for your body. Take a season where you just
do
the
seasons.
Shrinker.
I find myself in seasons. Oh, good girl moonshine myself for 2 weeks. Then I'll do nothing. I'll just be water.
Yeah.
And then I'll find myself with a shrinker. And then this new one we've got coming out in the new book, it's called Hello Health.
Oh my goodness. It's amazing. I give Pearl
Health.
Credit yes. for so many wonderful recipes in that book.
But this is Serene's.
Hello Health.
But Serene, do you give Pearl credit for...
Just listen, don't overwhelm with yourself. If you want to make, you know, Hello Health, take a break from Good Girl Moonshine for a while. And enjoy the new one, I'd say.
Yeah. Hey, where do we sit, Danny? Like, I think we won more than we lost.
You're doing good. I mean, if I count this whole idea of, well, technically we were finished by, we were just rambling when you hit the buzzer. I mean, I could call the rule book out on that one and say that it's been very one-sided in my direction, but I'm a man of mercy. Mm. I am someone who wants to give.
Okay.
I know where my paycheck comes from.
You know,
we've
got to add your band trauma onto, you know.
Yeah, we'll add your band trauma and your little advice here and there.
Either way, we're getting towards the end of this body. And I want to, can we do two more questions?
Hurry them up.
Okay. One's for me.
Oh, look at his face. Is it Bruce again?
Bruce. No, it's Jim. Jim. But first.
Jim's a quite another manly name. I've never met a woman named Jim.
Never have.
No women named Jim. That me too.
And Jim is like beef jerky,
I imagine
right?
Him, Jim.
Isn't there a Jim?
Step into a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. This one's anonymous. I noticed my weight goes up after emails.
Okay, so she's eating emails, not emails. It sounded like when you said it said emails. Don't count this as my time.
Oh,
she emails meaning carb
that's
meals.
That's a northern thing. Emails. I say it like mills almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her weight goes up. Let me tell you, your weight's not going up. It's just when you have carbs, your body pulls in more water into your cells, your muscle cells. It has to. When you have carbs, you take in more fluid.
And you know that's a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of your muscles looking kind of deflated, it kind of plumps your muscles up. It's a good thing.
And overall, your scale, you know, will probably have a down descent over time, but little spikes up does not mean you are gaining fat at all.
And it's, yes, and it's not your fat that's being plumped up.
No.
Remember, your muscles being plumped up. Mm. It's when that glycogen goes into your muscles because they're being fed with the energy so that you can go out and do a workout and you can face the day with energy and a pep in your stride. the water goes in there too to and get that glycogen.
I'm telling you why it's so important for your muscles to be plumped up with this. It sends a signal to your hormonal interplay to say, I am fed.
Thank you.
If that doesn't happen, your metabolism turns itself down because your body says, I am starved. But when your glycogen goes in there and the fluid, it says, yes. I'm fed. Let's keep this metabolism revved.
So hey, it is a myth. Speaking of glycogen.
Oh. No, wait, Danny, I'm not done. It is a myth, okay, people? And it is not. It is a dangerous myth that says, you know, I do better. It's safer for me to stick to S meals because, like, pearls of the scale goes up, or because, you know, I feel it's a little more safe. Bloated. It is not safer. Those signs are a good sign.
Can I? And I'm totally failing. We started off great, Serene. We're totally failing now. But I've got something to
I'm
add.
On the day already,
you know, I actually don't care. I've given up.
10 seconds.
To win this. I just want to help now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not about winning anymore.
That's good because you lost.
All right. Okay. Well. With your emails, can I give you a tip?
Yes.
Don't forget your leafy greens with them. I think some people do like emails, like let's say a cowboy grub in the cookbook, which is like beans, rice, and corn and stuff. And they'll just eat that and then they'll have a piece of bread on the side. But you see, you lighten them up when you have them over a big salad. Or don't forget those non-starchy veggies so you've got water content with the dry content of the grains and the beans and stuff. Don't forget that. I think they're really going to help you even get that weight loss shedding.
Yeah, and then it helps you stay satisfied with an email, so that medium sweet potato really satisfies you when you have that nice luscious salad on the side too, instead of thinking, you know what, I really could go for a second sweet potato.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So true, Serene. Next, Danny, your final question from your dear man.
All right, dear Jim writes in. Hey, Danny, and then in parentheses.
I bet you wears a cowboy hat.
Yeah. And then in parentheses, and Serene and Pearl.
Oh, so Danny is actually the
one. This is the first I've got first bill. All right. I'm one of the 17 men that listens to the potty, and as a former RN, I find them quite interesting and helpful. Recently, my wife decided to buy me one of those quart sipper bottles.
Hey, forget the cowboy hat. He's an RN. He's,
you know. Yeah, RNs don't wear cowboy hats.
Imagine my delight when I saw this pastel blue bottle with butterflies and pink trim. I'd like to suggest that you start a Trim Healthy Man line. Starting to feel left out. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, I agree, but what happens if we had a cool army green color, Jim? But what about the butterflies?
There's still the butterflies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jim.
What do we put, like, special?
Danny's just like looking at you still, like, this is my question, Serene.
If he was a cowboy hat wearer, like I imagine, you know, cowboy hat cutouts on an army green thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that your idea of man, by the way, is we need camo?
Yeah, and cowboy hat.
Well, it's true.
I live in the woods. Yeah. My man wears camo sometimes.
Well, here's what I would say to you, Jim. We do have a Trim Healthy Man line. It's called Buying Your Woman Things from Trim Healthy Mama, and that in turn will make you the stud, which will ultimately improve your life. That's the THM man line.
You may not get a sipper, but you may get something else.
Oh, and refer him back to our Foxy Mama Potty.
Yep.
It all comes full circle.
So yeah, there you go. That's the Trim Healthy Mama Potty for this week. It's been a roar, and we're so glad.
It sounded so fake. It's been a roar.
He read that.
And I'm so glad you've all joined us. Really, though, seriously, thank you.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Oh my goodness, Serene. The Cuffin Mix is saving my life.
I love the Cuffin Mix. I love it personally because I don't waste product anymore because my children used to mess up on their cakes.
Yeah, you've got baking girls, right?
Yeah, young baking girls.
Some young.
Yeah.
And they like to bake.
They love to bake, but yeah, they just put all the wrong measurements in. When it said 2 cups, they put 2 teaspoons.
Yeah.
And it tastes disastrously gross. But now with the Cuffin Mix, it's really hard to mess it up.
So what is the Cuffin Mix? The Cuffin Mix is a cake muffin, muffin mix. It's already pre-made. All you have to do is add your wet ingredients, and it's either chocolate or cinnamon.
Or it's cake. Or a whole muffin.
Or a little. You can either make an individual muffin.
Yes, you could.
Or you can make cookies. Or you can make a cake.
Yes, the
cookies
are yummy.
Or you can make pancakes and waffles, for goodness sakes. And here's, this is saving my life because, you know my husband, Charlie, and
his
sweet tooth.
His tummy.
Yeah, I know. But he's a sweets man. Your husband, Sam's not so much a sweets man. My husband's a sweets man. So all these years, helping him keep his weight off that he lost with Trim Healthy Mama, I have to provide him desserts.
Yes, you do.
Every night, it was a lot of thought, Serene. Now it's just like, okay, I whip out a I either use the 1/3 cup of the Cuffin mix or the Muffin in a Mug packets. It's the same mix, guys. It's just stuff in a pre-made packet.
Yeah.
Rip it open.
Which is great to take out with you. Oh,
I know. Rip it open and then you put it in your little mug or your little, you know, tiny cake container Pyrex dish. And you can make it an S with one egg, 1 tablespoon of coconut oil and 1.5 tablespoons of water. Just mix it
Oh, you can make it a fuel pool.
Absolutely. And that's what I've been doing. Charlie can't tell the difference. I use 2 egg whites. I don't put the oil in and I put the water in, but then I do an S frosting. So it lightens it up.
Like a Greek yogurt.
Kinda. No. I do 2 teaspoons peanut butter, 2 teaspoons cream, and 2 teaspoons
for a
gentle sweet.
But you could do a full fuel pool deal.
Absolutely. So, but I do a nice light S for me. He loves it because I make the frosting really
What's
sweet.
What's his favorite, choco or cinnamon?
He likes the chocolate, but I like the cinnamon.
Me too.
And so for an afternoon snack, I can just have a cinnamon muffin and life is easy. Cup of coffee now.
Yeah. It's drive-through Sue.
So it is a drive-through Sue. For all of you, if you like something quick and something easy.
But it passes my purest stamp.
It does, but you're not going to microwave it. You're going to bake it.
I'm going to bake it.
The rest of us will use the microwave. So anyway, guys, we've heard a lot back about these things. We're so glad you're loving it. So anyway,
Cuffins. Go and get some. Trim off in mama my way. And then I'll be
trim off in mama to stay. Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.